Week, a documentary on new technology and innovation in the Southeast.
This week on Beat, we're looking at some of the best of new technology in the region. Today, we're looking at virtual reality, or VR. The technology has come on leaps and bounds in recent years, but what exactly is VR? Aaron Jay, the technical director with Imagine in Waterford, gives us the lowdown.
Virtual reality is a visual technique. It's computers, it's a headset, but essentially what it does is it takes you into a virtual space, and whatever that virtual space is, when you look at it, could be a roller coaster, could be the top of Mount Everest, it could be out in outer space. They're computer rendered or video rendered or some other way of rendering this information into a 360 videos, but you'd have to use it through those goggles. But essentially the VR is stereoscopic, and since you're in there, it's in 3D, it's all around you, full 360, and you perceive that you're in this area, which is actually the joy of it, really.
Aaron and his team of tech experts were given the task of taking visitors to the Waterford Museum of Treasures on a VR journey back to Viking times, where the ghost of King Reginald spars with the ghost of an Irish Christian monk. Aaron explains how they went about it.
The remit really was they have 1,000 years of history, and the whole idea is that there's the Viking Triangle, and that we're kind of, there's a Viking coast here. A lot of the names from Waterford and Wexford and all are really Viking origin in the beginning, and Waterford was founded by Vikings essentially at the beginning. So coming from that history all the way up to when they were escorted not so politely out of Ireland and assimilated more so into Irish culture, that we had to create a story that was concise surrounding that.
To bring this unique and ancient story to life, the eImagine team used a number of techniques to create a full sensory experience.
What we did initially, we talked to people in the theatre, people who were playwrights, because essentially the trick about VR is that you can't control where someone looks. So say, for instance, if you did a filming in a movie theatre and you're saying, I want to cut close to show his boots or whatever it is, you can cut close because everyone's looking at the same screen. And the thing is, VR, it's full 360 around you, so you can't control where anyone looks. So essentially in virtual reality, you are the camera. So what we had to do is we had to create this atmosphere surrounding the person in 3D. So with that comes sound cues to, you hear it out of the corner of your ear, so you could turn that way and it show you something. Music, just like a film. Lighting is important, just like the theater. If it's not lit well, it's not gonna look great. And then actually where things are placed in proximity to yourself. And we play on that quite a bit, you know, the proximity. Vikings get in your face, in your personal space, and it makes you a little bit uncomfortable. And you start to believe it in VR, so that's why you kind of get a bit uncomfortable, you know. There's a scene where rats come around your feet, and there's a lot of people that lift their legs, you know, and shriek when they see those. They know it's not real, but their brain's telling them, oh, you know, reaction.
Aaron explains that they tried to make the experience as lifelike as possible.
One of the people that came through, she was saying afterwards, we said, well, there's a scene where you're kind of going about waist deep in the water and you're flying along as if you're in a boat, but you're kind of halfway under the water, which is kind of an odd feeling anyways. And she actually said to us afterwards, she said, I love how you guys made the room go cold when I was in the water. And we said, we didn't make anything go cold. That's your brain telling you you should feel cold because you're halfway in the water. And so your brain actually tricks you into thinking that you're getting sensations that you're not really.
And what about the feedback from younger visitors to the museum? Aaron says the VR project has opened ancient history to a whole new audience.
And learning without knowing that they're learning. You know, they as long as it's a screen, they're happy, you know. And they kind of say, oh, geez, if you said I'm going to sit down here and explain to you 1,000 years of Viking history and you're going to remember all these dates, they're gone. Forget it. They won't pay attention. But if you say, here, put this headset on, look into the computer screen, we'll teach you some stuff. They don't even know they're learning.
Finally, Museum Director Eamon McEnany told me about the impact the VR experience has had on the museum.
People who know nothing about history and people who know a lot about history, what a way to get people interested, engaged in their history and the Vikings in particular. So it's 17 minutes kind of a roller coaster through the Viking period, and it's just stunning.
Tomorrow, we're in Kilkenny to hear about the idea of smart cities and how they could be a game changer.